Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. There was a reminder this week in Washington about a particular aspect of the financial crisis that nearly brought the global financial system to its knees back in 2008. None of the big players on Wall Street went to jail, even though they took huge and irresponsible risks. Not those responsible for the collapse of Lehman Brothers, not even one top executive from those institutions that sold those toxic subprime loans.
So with that in mind this week, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren served notice that there's a new sheriff in town. After campaigning as a consumer advocate and a critic of Wall Street, Warren went after a panel of federal bank regulators testifying at her first Senate Banking Committee hearing. She demanded to know why they haven't been more aggressive with the big banks.
The question I really want to ask is about how tough you are, about how much leverage you really have in these settlements. And what I'd like to know is, tell me a little bit about the last few times you've taken the biggest financial institutions on Wall Street all the way to a trial. Anybody?
Tough questions for the seven regulators, among them Thomas Curry, head of the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, who said, "We don't have to bring people to trial," which prompted this from Warren.
Well, I appreciate that you say you don't have to bring them to trial. My question is, when did you bring them to trial?
We have not had to do it as a practical matter to achieve our supervisory goals.
Boston Globe correspondent David Uberti was at the hearings and joins us now from Washington. Thanks for being with us, David.
Thanks for having me.
So up until this hearing, Warren has been pretty quiet in her early weeks as the state's new senator. Were you surprised that she went after the regulators in such a high-profile way?
You can look at this two ways. I mean, if you look only at her campaign, I mean, like you said in the lead-in, she did campaign as a staunch Wall Street critic, and she was outspoken in her consumer advocacy, especially in relation to the Dodd-Frank Reform Act. But having said all that, it's easy to forget, just looking at her performance yesterday, that this was her first committee hearing. Mm. Despite her national exposure, despite the fact that she's already the senior senator from Massachusetts, she's only been on the job for 6 weeks. So what was really surprising yesterday was her tone and aggressive line of questioning. And as you heard in some of those samples earlier, she was almost rhetorically drilling some of these regulators and really, really pushing them to be tougher on big banks. And I think, just given her tone and how aggressive she was with some of the most powerful regulators in the country, that really caught a lot of people off guard.
Sure. Well, let's listen to a little more of her. Here she is, clearly urging regulators to step up the legal action against the big banks. Here she is.
There are district attorneys and U.S. attorneys who are out there every day squeezing ordinary citizens on sometimes very thin grounds and taking them to trial in order to make an example, as they put it. I'm really concerned that too big to fail has become too big for trial. That just seems wrong to me.
So, David, I gather that her questioning pretty much dominated this hearing. What kind of reaction did she get? We heard some applause there from those in attendance.
Yeah, I mean, you heard it twice here already. I mean, this is a Senate Banking Committee hearing. This is not something that you'd expect tons of standing ovations for. But she did draw applause two or three times because I think, some people were, surprised at what she had to say, whether they agreed with her or not. I spoke with a couple people afterwards from an advocacy group called the Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America, which is actually a Boston-based group that fights for affordable homeownership. And I spoke with them, and they said that, this is actually very refreshing that someone would push regulators to get tough. And they said, in their opinion, it sends a clear message to the other senators who sit on the committee that they have to kind of step their game up if Elizabeth Warren does fancy herself as, the quote-unquote new sheriff in town when it comes to patrolling Wall Street. Then other senators have to understand that and follow her lead.
And what about the regulators? I mean, do you expect that this kind of tough questioning, will it put them on notice and bring about a change around enforcement or even prosecution of bank officials? I mean, what do you think? Does it change the tone in Washington?
I mean, it's hard to say whether it'll have any sort of tangible effects. Elizabeth Warren paid homage to that fact while she was actually questioning the regulators, just given the fact that trials are so expensive and time-consuming endeavors. So despite the fact that she did come off extremely aggressively, I think it's going to have to take a lot more to push these regulators to actually dedicate the resources and the will to actually take the big banks on Wall Street to court.
David Uberti of the Boston Globe, thanks so much for speaking with
thanks
us. We appreciate it. Coming up, Radical Bluegrass with the Punch Brothers. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.